This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, December 12th. God's word for you today is under attack. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, 22 to 23. And it says, "Then the Lord said, 'It is not good for man to be alone. I will make a helper who is just right for him.' Then the Lord made a woman from the rib, and he brought her to the man. At last the man exclaimed, 'She will be called woman.'" We are in a cultural moment where family is being redefined and devalued. How can two women, posing as husband and wife, raise a child? What kind of child will that be? How can two men, posing as husband and wife, raise a daughter? How? How can two men even raise a son? How? There is so much attack on the family. A lot of people are saying things like, "I can do bad all by myself. I do not need any man or woman." Well, if for the sake of the gospel, praise God. But statistics show us that unmarried males and unmarried females do not do well in society. Should that be surprising? Did God not say in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper who is just right for him"? If God says something is not good, it simply means that it is not good. What is not good is not good. There is no other name for it. If it is not good by God, it is not good for you. It is what it is. You could argue that there are exceptions. Of course, there are always exceptions. But the truth is that it is hard. It is really hard to focus productively on serving others through business or ministry without having a base, without having a family that is the haven of security and tranquility. It is not the norm. But Jesus did it. Jesus is an exception. Paul did it. Paul is also an exception. You do not build your life on expectations. You build your life on the principles. Young, talented people have said to me that they want to play professional football, so they do not want to go to school. And I always say to them, even if you must play football, try and go to school. Some insist that they do not need to because Messi did not go to school. Ronaldo did not go to school. The truth is that for every Messi, there are tens of millions of jobless footballers who would never be Messi. For every Ronaldo, there are tens of millions of jobless footballers who would never be Ronaldo. By the way, when we play with some of these people, they are just average. But because they have a certain haircut, they think that is all it takes. Listen, give yourself a chance. Life is a game of odds. Give yourself a chance. The race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. It means the swift will not always win, but the swift mostly wins. So try to be fast and eliminate a whole lot of failures from your life. The strong do not always win, but guess what? The strong mostly win. Why then do you want to be weak and say the battle is not to the strong? Be strong, be swift, be wise, be skillful. Let us pray. Father, help me to consistently fashion my life according to the word and not the world. Help me renew my mind in God's word daily. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services. God bless you.